We are in Hilchas Tfilas, Simen Kuf Yud. We're up to Sif Dalid. Up until this point, we were talking about Shmona Esrei and the halachas of Tfilah, and the Machamer got into davening when one is on the road in a place either where he'll get disturbed, and then eventually he spoke about in a place where it's actually dangerous to daven. Now he gives us the halachas of Tfilas Haderech, Sif Dalid. Hayotze Laderech Yispalel. Someone who goes out to the road should say Tfilas Haderech, and what is that? Yiratzonu Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Mekrei Avaseinu Shetolicheinu L'Shalom V'Chulu. So this is the halach of Tfilas Haderech, and that is even if you're not davening Shmona Esrei at this point. We're talking about someone who's on the road, and the halach is he will say Tfilas Haderech, and we're going to learn exactly when he says it. V'tzorech L'Omra B'Loshen Rabin. So the Mechaber says that one is supposed to say Tfilas Haderech B'Loshen Rabin, not Shetoli Cheini, but Toli Cheinu. So first let's go through some things that Mishnah Berurah mentions with regard to the road. First of all, the halacha is that when you say goodbye to someone who is going, when you are saying goodbye to the traveler, you say Lech Lishalom. The Gemara in Bracha says, when one bids farewell to the deceased, they say Bishalom. When we're talking about a live human being, you say Lishalom. Now, the next thing is, on the road, you should always be Osik B'Torah. There's a special halacha being Osik B'Torah on the road, and an onus for one who is not. But the halacha is that when you do learn on the road, you're not supposed to be ma'ayin nedvar halacha, something complicated, in a way that you're going to be a bit absent-minded and not pay attention to where you are. Whereas, if you're just riding, someone else is doing the driving, then you're allowed to be osik in a dvar halacha, complicated as it may be. The other thing is that when you travel, it says to eat light. It's bad for the stomach to eat too much. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Another thing he says that when a person travels, he should be careful always to have some bread with him. You never know where you'll end up and whether or not there'll be kosher bread to eat. As well as the Mishnah Berurah adds, talis and tefillin. He says even if you're traveling to a place that's not far away, but if you're traveling, take your talis and tefillin with you. Some people seem to have this habit of traveling without their talis and tefillin, and they figure, well, wherever I'm going, there's going to be a Jew, and I can always borrow talis and tefillin. So first of all, who said so? And second of all, even if you do borrow, who knows what state they're in, and who knows what size they're going to be? You may end up wearing tefillin that are not really appropriate for the size of your head. Therefore, wherever you go, you should make sure that you have your talis and tefillin with you. Getting back to the halacha of Tfilas Haderech, so it says that you're supposed to say it b'loshen rabim and not b'loshen yachid. B'dieved, if you said it b'loshen yachid, you are yotze. The Mishnah Berurah brings a sefer hakone, who says that when it says v'sitneini l'chein ol chesed, the v'sitneini there should be said in loshen yachid. Although everything else so l'cheinu is said in loshen rabim, the sitneini should be said in loshen yachid. Further, the Mechaber says, "V'im efsher, if it's at all possible, yamod milelach kishiyomenu. You should stop going when you're saying it. You should stop walking if you're walking when you say Tfilas Haderech. V'im hayorolchev ein tzarech leirid. Whereas if you're riding, you don't have to get off the animal. Now, what is that? The halachi is that since getting off an animal and getting back on is a big tirda, so what you do instead is you stop the animal." You don't get off it, but you stop it and say Tfilas Haderech when the animal is in a stationary position. Similarly, it says that if you're riding in a wagon, you should stop the animals and say it while you're stopped. So that it would make sense that one would stop a car, I guess, also when saying Tfilas Haderech. What it says is that if someone is walking in a way where if he stops, he's going to end up getting very uneasy for one reason or another, whether he's running late, whether it's people that will not wait for him, he's actually better off saying Tfilas Haderech when he is walking. Similarly, if one will have more Yishuv Hadas while he's sitting, he can say Tfilas Haderech while he is sitting. Sifhei, in Tzarech lo morosa el apam achas bayom, one only has to say it once a day, afilu im yanuach be'ir be'emtza hayom. Even though you came into town and you're going to sleep in the middle of the day and then you're going to continue going further, you nevertheless say only one Tfilas Haderech, and that should include your whole day's travel. Aval, im dato lolun be'ir, whereas if your das was actually to go to sleep and stay overnight in the city, V'chakach nimlach, and then you change your mind. V'yotzen menu lavar chutzala, and then you change your mind, decide to go further outside the town. O lashuv leveso, or you decide to go back home. Tzorech lachzor l'spal losa pamacheres. If there was a total hesech hadas, meaning I came to a city intending this to be my destination, then I change my mind and decide either to go back where I came from or to go elsewhere, and it's the distance that would require tefillas haderech, I must say tefillas haderech again. So even though it says that we only say it once a day, if there's a true hesech hadas, then you say it more than once a day. The Mishnah Berurah says that if that's the case, what happens if you have a long journey? You say it every morning. Every single morning you should say tefillas haderech. The question is, at what point is the chiyuv chal? So for example, if someone travels by day and by night, and then has a rest by night, and then gets up from his sleep and continues to travel, it is not yet alos ha-shachar. At that point, do we say that the fact that he went to sleep ended the day's traveling, and the next day's traveling begins even though it's before alos ha-shachar? Or do we say that it's only at alos ha-shachar that the chiyuv comes? So the Mishnah Berurah says that that what he should do in such a case, if the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadol who is mistapik, and he brings down that now obviously according to this at alos ha-shachar without question he should say tefillas haderech. Whereas in the case of someone that took a short nap at night, there he says that he should say it without a chesima, without Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah, which means without the Shema Malchus, just the Yirotzen with the Shem, he should say. That's if he took a small nap, whereas if he actually slept, so even though we don't know if the Chiyuv is Chal before Alos HaShachar when he goes back, or should wait for Alos HaShachar, so it would sound like he's better off waiting for Alos HaShachar when he's definitely Chayiv, although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it explicitly. Sivvav. Haram ni Rutenberg, Shiyotze Laderech Baboker, Haya Omer Acher Yirotzen, Kedei Lasmicha Labirgas Agomel Chasadim, Vetiya Bracha Smucha Lachavrta. The Haram ni Rutenberg points out that Yirotzen is a bracha because it ends Barachata Shomea Tefillah, Barachata Hashem Shomea Tefillah, which means it's a bracha aruka. It begins and ends with Baruch, but it doesn't begin with Baruch. A bracha aruka is supposed to start with Baruch. The answer is that it's Smucha Lachavrta. It is to be said after another bracha. So he would say it at the end of Birkas HaShachar. The case was, he's going out to the road before davening. So there, he ends up saying Birkas HaShachar. So he should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Agomel Chasadim Tov L'Amo Yisrael, Yehi Ratzon, and say Tfilas HaDerech. What happens if one is going for, he leaves the house and is going on a trip in the middle of the day, so that's not a time to say Birkas HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah says that what he should do is he should either say eat food and say a bracha achrona, be masmichet to the bracha achrona, or be masmichet to asher yotzar. What happens if you just you can't for some reason you can't? The halacha is nevertheless we say tefillas haderech and we begin with the yiratzon. We are somach on the rishonim who say that the matbea was one of smucha lechavrta. Whereas there's no chiyuv to actually say it's smucha lechavrta, since it is a bracha of shomea tefillah, it was modeled after the Shmona Esrei, and the Shmona Esrei, each bracha is smucha lechavrta. So for example, Shema Koleinu begins with the Shema Koleinu and not Baruch Atah. Therefore, it's part of the matbea, the tzura of the former style of the bracha, and one would not have to literally be masmechet to a bracha of his own. Some more things about travel. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one is actually going on a journey, so he should be notal reshus from the gadol in town. It's a matter of derech eretz, of getting reshus to go, as well as asking him for a bracha. Also, you're always supposed to go first thing in the morning and come back before shkia. This way you don't find yourself falling all over the place. Whereas in the city itself, if you're going somewhere, generally, we assume that you're not going to be falling. You should also, if it's at night, you should also not be traveling in a place outside of the city where there are mazikim, because Chazal tell us that a person traveling alone is susceptible to be harmed by the mazikim. Therefore, your traveling should be done by day.